Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point to air.
All right. This ain't no video game. Life will only give you one. My brothers, my sisters, welcome. This is your boy, Master Teacher 33, a.k.a. Dr. Will Rogers. As you know, I like to jump right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're going to continue with part two of a series that we started a couple of days ago, talking about this whole overstanding of what some people call emotional management. So when we talk about this word emotions, we talk about energy in motion, and we talk about the word management, we talk about how you go about making it work for you instead of you working for it. So emotional management, we talked about emotional bankruptcy. So hopefully you had the opportunity to listen to the show we did a few days ago talking about emotional bankruptcy. So today we want to talk about the second piece of the puzzle, and that is emotional validation. Because you see, my brothers and sisters, in order to remove this idea or this construct that we call emotional bankruptcy, it requires us to be able to do something that is called and receive something that is called emotional support. Now, talk about emotional validation, emotional support, emotional stability, emotional bankruptcy. We are simply talking about how do you feel? Because your emotions are your feelings. Now, my brothers, my sisters, when we talked about emotional bankruptcy a couple of days ago, we were talking about the fact that when you are emotionally bankrupt, there is no place from which you can draw empathy and sympathy, love, joy, peace. You don't have that in the bank. So when we talk about a bank, we are talking about your emotional bank account. So right now, if I go to the bank and I don't have no money in the bank, I cannot withdraw no funds from the bank. So if I am an emotionally bankrupt person and I go to my emotional bank account and I withdraw money from that bank account and there is no money, a.k.a. emotions, in the bank account, I'm in deep kimchi. Because I need to have the ability to be able to make the withdrawal from that bank account. If I don't make that withdrawal, or if I don't have no emotions there, if I don't have the feeling there, how can I make a withdrawal from my bank account? And the problem is that many of us, a lot of us, are emotionally bankrupt and we don't even know it. So when you're emotionally bankrupt, you go through life and you don't have the ability to respond to events properly. Let me say that again. When you are emotionally bankrupt, you go through events and you don't have the ability to respond properly. Let me say that again. When you are emotionally bankrupt, you go through life and you don't have the ability to respond properly. Let me say that again. When you are emotionally bankrupt, you go through life and you do not have the ability to respond properly. So how do you get the ability to respond properly? Well, you got to put some money in the bank. You got to put some emotions in the bank. Right now, the bank account is zero. So the same way money works is the same way your emotions work. Let me say that again. Very important. The same way your bank account works is the same way your emotions work. Let me say that again. This is very important. The same way that your bank account works is the same way that your emotions work. So when I go to the bank, if I did not put nothing in the bank, I can't take nothing out the bank. this is so important because, man, you're trying to withdraw funds from a bank account that you don't got no funds in. So the same way, think about a bank account. So the same way, the exact same way, we got to beat this horse just a little bit longer. So the same way that your bank account works is the same way that your emotions work. Let me say that again. The same way that your bank account works is the same way that your emotions work. So how does your bank account work? Well, you put money in the bank so that way you can take money out the bank. If you don't put no money in the bank, you can't take no money out the bank. If you notice where the money comes from, notice where the emotions come from. If you got a bank account, you set it up, you put in your name, it's your savings account, it's your checking account. If you, not your mother, not the father, not the reverend, not the bishop, you. If you money, a.k.a. emotions, in the bank, you can't take nothing out. Let me say that again. We're talking about emotional validation today. Because if you're emotionally bankrupt, we got to make some emotions. We got to create emotions so that way we can put them inside of your bank account. So that way when something happens to you, you got something to draw on and to pull out. So if you don't put money or emotions in the bank, guess what? You can't take money or emotions out the bank. That sounds like common sense, right? You would think it would be common sense. Well, why did it take me 50 years to figure it out? Well, I know I'm a little slow. So all of these years I've been trying to figure out why I don't have the emotional capacity to respond to certain events. See, the same way that your bank account works is the same way that your emotions work. They're no different. So if your bank account don't work, your emotions don't work. It's the same way that your emotions work. The same way that your bank account works is the same way that your emotions work. Think about your bank account and how much money do you have in your bank account? And how did the money get in your bank account? It is the same way that your emotions work. Notice the emphasis on the word you and the word your. Because it's you, brother. It's not up to anybody else. It's you. So if you don't put no money in, you can't take no money out. If you don't put no emotions in, you can't take no emotions out. So you don't have the emotional capacity to by which to respond to events in your life. That is why you feel bad when things happen, because you don't have a reservoir to pull upon. And you validate. What does that mean? That simply means that you explain things to yourself that allows yourself to under, over, and understand what the experience that the self is having. Emotional validation is the opposite of invalidation. So whenever I want to validate something, it requires me to under, over, and understand it. So now we got to validate you. You have to validate you. Otherwise, you're going to not have the capacity to respond to events, and you will always be on an emotional roller coaster. So you have to have value. That's where we get the word validate. So if I want to validate something, that means I got to add value to something. If I want to validate something, that means I have to add value to something. If I want to validate something, that means I have to add value to something. So now I need you to make yourself valid. That means, like we're talking about in our evening series on being God, it means that now you have to give yourself the legal force. You have to legalize your worth. That's what emotional validation means. So to remove your bankruptcy, you must have emotional sovereignty. To remove your emotional bankruptcy, you must have emotional sovereignty. That means that you have to be able to bring about a particular validation, or you have to be able to make something particularly valid. You have to be valid. Right now, you have to be authentic. It means to authenticate. It means to verify. It means to prove. So I have to prove to myself, not nobody else. It's me. I got to give myself the legal force. Remember the word disposition? It means to reverse the force. Like, remember Star Wars? May the force be with you. Well, if you want to be able to have emotional stability, which we're going to talk about tomorrow or the following day, how do I get emotional stability? Well, I get emotional stability by recognizing that I don't have it, because you can't solve a problem that you don't have. So the first thing that you have to do is accept the fact that I need to be more emotional stable. Doesn't mean that you're not emotional stable. It means that you want to be more emotional stable. And if you understand that what is required to be more emotionally stable, it keeps you from bouncing off the wall. But your validation does not come from outside of the side of the self, controls the self. Ah, let me say that again. Whatever comes from outside of you controls you. Let me say that again. Whatever stimulation that comes from outside of you controls you. So in order to reshape your reality, you must maintain your mentality. So if you don't maintain your mentality, then your reality reshapes your mentality. So your reality is making and molding you instead of you making and molding your reality. So see, there's a war going on inside of you right now. Nobody else is fighting this war but you. It is so important, my brothers and sisters, because without the under, the over, and the understanding of this construct, then you will always be emotionally bankrupt, and you will always be looking for something outside of you to validate the inside of you. So you will always look for outside stimulation instead of inside revelation. So this outside stimulation is the goal, my brothers and sisters. Now, so the inside revelation is the goal that overrides the outside stimulation. But if there is no inside revelation, then you're going to depend upon outside revelation. If there is no inside revelation, you're going to depend upon outside stimulation. And we are all being stimulated by the outside, by the exterior, by the lust of the eyes, by the pride of life, by the cares of this world. That is stimulating us. And so for you to become emotionally stable, you have to become emotionally valid. Now, for you to become emotionally valid, you have to validate. That must be some type of a validation. You have to declare that you are legally valid to be you. Right now, you're not legally valid. You're not valid. You're not valid. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm not valid. Because I'm talking, this show is about me. So I got to validate myself because I'm not valid. That's why I do shiznits that I should not do. Because if I was valid, I would not be doing invalid things. I would continue to validate myself by doing things that are sound. There's that word again. See, the word valid means sound. It means having force, weight. It means having authority. It means having legal force. It's a legal term. It means that you are legally sound to represent A, B, C, D, whatever it is that you're doing. Valid. So how do you become emotionally valid? See, the word valid, it means sound, but it means a strong sound. It means solid. It means substantial. So it means logical. It means convincing. So you need to be, it means having a foundation. It means that you're based upon the truth. It means that you have a legal force. It means that you have the legal authority. Where does all of this stuff come from? It comes from what God says about you. It comes from what God has placed inside of you. So you get this by speaking, because when you are speaking, you are being God. as we have learned and as we are learning inside of the series Being God, we know that the word of vocare gives us the English word voice that gives us the definitions of the word that we call God. So God is anything that has the ability to do what we are doing right now. That is the ability to communicate mind to mind through mental telepathy that we use or we express ourselves verbally. So the word valid means that I have the legal force to make something legally binding. The word validation, because again, we need to become spiritually valid. So the word valid, the word validation, because see, I need emotional validation. It gives us this word, again, value. That gives us this word, valiant. So see how all these words come together. So this value, this valiant, this valid, this valuable, this validation, all of this has the underlying word, valid. So valid means bold. Valid means courageous. Valid means brave. So let me ask the question, my brother. Let me ask the question, my sister. Are you valid today? Are you worthy? Are you excellent? Are you courageous? Are you bold? Are you brave? How do we get these things? How do we become valiant? It comes from the word, it has the understanding that means that we are marked by bravery. It means that we are courageous. It means that we are valiant. This word valiant comes from a Latin word which means valor, V-A-L-O-I-R, which means to be of value. So let me ask this smoking gun question. This is it right here. The reason you have emotional problems is because you have no value. Perceived. Somebody lied to you. Now, when I was a kid, the people that was in my circle said, you ain't going to amount to nothing. They compared me to my older brother, straight-A student, world-class athlete, played professional football, and then I'm supposed to measure up to that. My brother had, I don't know, 30 scholarships to play football when he was a junior in high school. He had over 60 different scholarship offers. How many did I get? Zero. So how much value do you think I had growing up, brother? How much value do you think I felt being just one of 13 kids, just a freaking fly on the wall? My dad didn't even know my name. My name was Boy. Boy. So let me make sure you understand the problem, because if you don't understand the problem, you can't solve the problem. So you cannot replace, you cannot solve, you cannot remove, you cannot be the solution with the same mindset that created the freaking solution. You can't solve a problem with the same mindset that freaking created it. So now we're going to elevate your mind today. And I need you to understand this one thing. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the apple of God's eye. If God takes care of the lilies of the field and they neither sow nor reap, how much more will he take care of you if you only ask? Your value and your worth is so immensely important that there's no words in the English language that could properly give homage to your worth and your value. You see, my brothers and sisters, at the foundation of all self-esteem problems is one thing. Right now, you are in a job. Right now, you're driving a car. Right now, you're in an exercise routine. Right now, you got a bank account. Right now, you got a pet. Right now, you got a mate. You got a wife. You got a husband. Right now, you got something that doesn't see your value. You see, brothers and sisters, at the base of all problems is a lack of self-value. Because if you don't see no value in you, why be you? See, I don't know about you, I always wanted to be somebody else because I was the invisible man. But you see, people don't see value in you unless you see value in yourself. Now, I'm not talking about ego. I'm not talking about being arrogant. I'm not talking about being cocky because it's fake. You know that all of the most arrogant, cocky dudes are actually the littlest dudes. You find me the biggest, baddest dude. That's the fool that cries himself to sleep at night. Why? Because he's overcompensating for his flaws. You can always tell because guys that are weak, they push too hard to be strong. It's fake. Because they challenge everything. Do you remember the number one sign that you are emotionally bankrupt? I'm talking about you declare chapter 7, chapter 14, and all the other chapters. You are done. Toast. History. What is the number one sign? The number one sign that you are walking emotionally dead man or woman. You know what the number one sign is? Anger. You pissed off all the damn time at everybody. You win the lottery and you're pissed off because they gave you the money and big bills. I wanted $100, not enough making $1,000 bills. I don't care what people do for you. You always find something wrong with it. You could be in a perfect situation. I'm talking about myself. I've done it thousands of times. That's how I knew that I had a problem. I knew that I had a problem because everywhere I went, there was always more. I'm a freaking perfectionist. Now, how in the hell am I going to require perfection and I don't have perfection? You see, when you are emotionally bankrupt, you are so mad about everything because it's the sign of the deeper issues that is going on in your life. You ever notice the person that has an excessive amount of hot topics, a.k.a. sensitive areas? See, everybody know my family. They know they're kind of, hey, you know, don't piss Dad off. You know, come home, shh. Hey, don't slam the door. Daddy's going to get pissed off. Hey, make sure you wash the dishes. Daddy's going to get, hey, make sure you empty the trash. Hey, make sure you do this. Hey, make sure you do that. Everybody walking around on pins and needles because of you. Why? You're destitute. But what am I talking about myself? I'm not talking about anybody. Listen, I'm talking about myself. And I got sick and tired of everybody walking around on pins and needles. Because I was a guy that let all of the... Now, I used to be a fun guy. What happened? What happened to that fun, loving, easy-go-lucky, happy-go-lucky guy? He got his ass whooped one too many times. See, that's what happened to that valiant, vigorous, spontaneous, outgoing person that you used to be. After repeated failure, see, after 50-plus jobs and failed, after all of these freaking businesses and they failed, after all of my relationships and they all failed, after everything that I tried to do, start up with different ego clubs and groups and stuff, and they all failed. You see, after repeated failure and you keep failing and failing, you wake up one day and you look in the mirror and you're like, damn. You look behind yourself and you just see a road of destruction. And then you have to ask yourself some very difficult questions, brother. Some very tough questions, sister. Am I a failure? Because what I'm doing and who I am being, they're not the same, but I thought they were the same. People told me that what I am being, or who I am being, and what I am doing is the same. And I believed them. That's when I signed my ticket, Dungeons of Disparity. When I started to believe that what I do and who I be, before I wrote the book and did the research on I Am Too Human, and it was January the 1st of 2009, as you guys know the story, that I almost bit the dust because nobody saw value in me. I had no friends, had no family. It was just me on the run from the popo. So I was like, I ain't going to jail. So I only had one option left. Punch my ticket. But thankfully, on the stroke of midnight on New Year's Day, January 1st, 2009, I had this feeling. See, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. I don't know how y'all do it in your circle. But in my world, I fight real demons, big ones, not little ones. The devil orders my lunch. I don't know. You ever got your lunch ordered? See, most people, they have, look at Jesus. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, man, because I don't know if y'all really understand. The devil took Jesus up on a high mountain, and he offered him all the kingdoms of the world. He didn't offer him New York. He didn't offer him a freaking city. He offered him all the kingdoms of the world. Now, that's temptation. So let me make sure you got a problem. So you got a problem with women, and you know there's this girl on your job. You know she got no teeth. You know, kind of heavy set or whatever, and you think that's temptation. No, that's not how the devil works, brother. See, when Halle Berry shows up in your life, buck naked, or Stacey Dash shows up at your house, buck naked, or when you, I don't care what it is, maybe your vice is, I don't know, alcohol, and you go, and no matter what, you know, you get offered a job, and you got a cop ticket, you got a pass, you know, the owner trusts you, he gives you the key to the bar, he tells you to come and open up and come and go as you please, he tells you, hey, I trust you 100%. See, I don't know if your lunch has been ordered yet, brother, sister, but it ain't. If it hasn't, trust me, your day is coming. See, my lunch was ordered when I became a police officer because they gave me a badge and a gun. And my best friend right now is in prison because he and I. See, I never could do it, so I always say, man, you know what? I don't think I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to go in and stay on patrol. So he would pull over young females, and he would put them in the back of his police unit, and he would tell them. Now, this is my best friend. He would tell them, you know, you need to do a sexual favor for me, or you're going to jail. You're going to get this ticket. And he rode like that for years. And then one day I saw it on the news here in San Antonio. They said my friend's name, blasted off. There was 20 women. 20 came. They went to the police department, and they all said that this police officer raped me. He's in prison today. This happened, 15 years ago. I don't know, long time ago. See, when they gave me that badge, people asked me, hey, Doc, why did you stop? Why did you quit the police department? You know why I quit the police department? Really? Too much power. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. I don't want it. Take the badge and the gun. I don't want that kind of power. I saw what it does to men. People wonder why police officers shoot unarmed people. It's called, they taught us this in the police academy, it's called the God complex. If you want to meet God, go talk to a cop, especially a Caucasian one that used to get beat up when he was in school. Do you know that most cops were punks when they was in school? Why? It's a magnet because they don't got no self-worth. You give me a badge and a gun, all of a sudden I'm freaking Superman. When I used to get my ass whooped every day. Now all of a sudden I'm whooping, you know what I'm saying? That's how the devil orders your lunch. So if you've never been in a situation where everything you wanted showed up, you ain't got your lunch ordered yet. Stick around. Stick around. It's coming. Trust me, it's coming. You see, if to be emotionally valid, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. The enemy will order your lunch, and you will say what Jesus said. Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord, thou God. See, I'm not there yet. I'm a work in progress. That's why I'm doing the show. Because I was taken up on a high mountain, and we didn't have to go to the mountain. They would just say, hey, Doc, oh, yeah, I'll take it. And he said, well, don't you want to hear the terms? No, I don't want the terms, homie. Give me my lunch. So I took my lunch. What did you do? You see, my brothers and sisters, I came from a place where it was not only emotionally bankrupt. It was emotionally non-existent. So where I am now is actually pretty good from where I used to be, but I'm not finished yet. See, value. So I'm going to ask you, I don't want you to go get, see, right now I get my value from doing a show, and then Brother Roma called me or texted me and said, hey, Doc, that was good, man. Brother Jasper hitting up on Facebook to say, hey, Doc, appreciate that message. Sister Ellen will give me a shout-out. Sister Stacy will say something nice to me on Facebook. You know, then I say, yes, I'm the man. So, but what if Sister Ellen said, Doc, I think you're the worst teacher since freaking blank. What if Sister Stacy defriended me on Facebook and say, you know what, dude, I think you're a worthless piece of beep, 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 beep. Now, that's, you know, this is what the emails I'm actually getting now. But you see, yeah, I'm not all the way there. But then the emails that I'm getting now, when people that's Eagles Club that's no longer part of the group, not that I got to be part of the group because of me, part of the group because of it has worth and it has value. But what happens when people don't see worth and value in you, brother? What happens when people don't see worth and value in you? Do you quit? Do you do what I did? The word value, brothers and sisters, means to be worthy. It means to be strong. It comes from a Latin word, valere, V-A-L-E-R-E. It means to be strong. It means to be well. It means to be worth. It means to have power. It means to be able. Now, see, I don't know about you, brother. It means to be a ruler. It means to rule over. It means to have power, dunamis power. Power to trample on snakes and scorpions, and our power of the enemy. And nothing shall by no means harm you, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It means dominion, my brother. It means to be able. I don't know about you, brother. I don't know about you, sister, but there's no devil in hell now, today. Now, if you'd have called me a couple of weeks ago, yeah, you'd have had it. But today, it's not happening today. Why? Because I choose to be valiant. I choose to be able. I choose to have dominion. I choose to rule over. I choose to be a ruler. I choose to be power. I choose to be love. I choose to be joy. I choose to be peace. I choose to be strong. I choose to be courageous. I choose to walk with my head up high, because greater is he, because I know my worth. I know my value. I know my position. I'm not in a disposition. I'm in my mental position. I don't have a mental disposition. I have a mental position. What is my position? My position is, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. That's my position. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I am worthy. I am justified. I am glorified. I am sanctified. I don't give a damn what my body does. I only concern about what my brain thinks. Stand, my brothers and sisters, and having done all, stand, put on the whole armor of God. That is emotional validation. How do you validate yourself? Stand up, look yourself in the mirror and say, I am blank. I am. Because that's what God made you, brother, because you are a little G. You're made in the image and the likeness of the big G. The same worth that runs through the big G runs through your veins. So when the devil shows up, you look him in the eye and you tell him, greater is he that is in me. I ain't running. I ain't scarred, homie. Shoot your best shot, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. When the devil shoots his fiery darts at you, my brothers and sisters, no. Don't believe. No. Because if God takes care of the lilies in the field, and they neither sow nor reap, how much more will he take care of you, if you ask? Emotional validation comes from you. So, Sister Ellen says nice things about me all the time, but if she stops, Brother Rome listens to my shows, supports my books and tapes, but if Brother Rome stops, what happens to me when a lot of people go south? Do I fold up tent, shut down my website, stop doing shows? Hell no. I do more shows. Because my worth and my value is not dependent upon somebody outside of me. My worth and my value comes from somebody that's inside of me. I have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in me, the hope of glory. I don't know what's in you, brother, but I know what's in me. And it is my prayer that the same spirit that dwells in me dwells in you. And it is a spirit that says you have dominion to trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy. The devil goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But when he roars over here, I roar back. Just like in the movie The Lion King. Y'all remember that scene in The Lion King where Simba was a little baby and Mufasa, then he was cornered by the hyenas, and Simba roared, he like, "Row!" And the hyenas all started laughing. And then Mufasa came up behind them. And Mufasa was standing behind Simba. This time when Simba roared, Mufasa roared. His father roared. And then freaking hyenas booked. So let me tell you, brother, how to roar. You make sure that the father is standing behind you, but you align yourself with him. And when you roar, he roars. And every demon in hell trembles at the word of God. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I roar, but I roar because I align myself with the frequency of the Father. So when I speak as Jesus spoke. And they say, where does he get his authority? Isn't that the carpenter's son? But where Jesus got his authority from, he spoke as one having authority. Why? Because Jesus knew his worth. He knew his value. He knew why the hell he was on earth. He wasn't just walking around looking for something to do. He knew what he was called and gifted to do. And he didn't care if his own disciple turned him out for silver. He still stayed the course. And he stood and he fulfilled his destiny. Are you going to fulfill your destiny when your best friend throw you under the bus? Time will tell. My brothers and my sisters, tomorrow we wrap it up with emotional stability. We talked about emotional bankruptcy. We talked about emotional validation. Tomorrow we talk about the foundation, the smoking gun. We're talking about emotional support. How you, now that you got it, how about you give it? Now that you got it, what do you got? You got it, brother. What do you got? You got value. Anybody don't believe that you got value? All you got to do is go to the book that I sent you guys called Dare to Be You. Read that chapter. You got your Dear Canary report? I put the same thing in your Dear Canary report. It's over 50 verses of what God says about you. Read it. That's who you are. That'll give you value. Value, my brothers. Value, my sisters. My brothers and my sisters, we'll see everybody tomorrow or later on this afternoon if you're part of the Claronomics or you're listening to the Being God series. I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just. jealousy.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us screaming at humanity and sism to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun and money grubbing scheme. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh.
But you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.